I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. We're going to spend the next few minutes, as we do each week at this time, with Shane Harrison, the events editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're going to talk about some of the budget-friendly events for the coming week. Hello, Shane, and hard to believe, 5 days away from Christmas Day.
I know. It's amazing. Time just flies, doesn't it?
That's the truth. This next play that we're going to talk about isn't necessarily a Christmas show. However, there is a beautiful holiday scene between the two main characters.
Yeah, and I can't remember that one. A Year with Frog and Toad is being presented by Synchronicity Theater. This is a remount of a show they've done before, and it's been very acclaimed in the past. Basically, it's about a couple of amphibious friends.
They're so charming.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, one of them is sort of a worrywart. He's, you know, a little timid. And then the other is very perky. And it's a musical as well. It has a little bit more of a sensibility that I think adults can appreciate, even though it is aimed toward kids. So did we figure out what the Christmas connection is?
Actually, thanks to Mr. Google, you betcha. The big holiday scene in this musical comes as Frog is late on Christmas Eve and Toad is worried sick about all the bad things that might have happened to him. Well, finally, Frog arrives delayed by wrapping Toad's present, and that's when they sing Merry Almost Christmas.
Now it's almost Christmas Day. Merry Almost Christmas. Happy that you're here.
Synchronicity Theater is presenting A Year with Frog and Toad at 14th Street Playhouse, and that runs through December 30th, and the tickets start at $15.
Well, Shane, if you find yourself needing a little more Christmas this holiday season, all you have to do is pack up the family in the car and head out into the night.
There's still a lot of holiday light shows. This is a great way to celebrate the season. And this is something that's going on almost every night. Many of these light shows around town actually are open on Christmas Day and even on New Year's Day. Some of them go into the new year. Lights of Life up at Life University in Marietta. There's Magical Nights of Lights up at Lake Lanier in Buford. There's Fantasy and Lights down in Callaway Gardens, Gift of Lights down in Hampton, and of course the Atlanta Botanical Garden is having their Garden Lights Holiday Night Show, and that one continues through January 5th. And the Holiday Lights at Centennial Olympic Park are going on through January 3rd, so you have plenty of opportunity to see these.
Over the past, say, year, 18 months or so, I feel like there have been a number of smaller music venues opening up.
Yeah, there definitely have. Eddie Owen, who used to run Eddie's Attic, which is still open, has now opened his own place out in Duluth. And then there's also a place out in Alpharetta called The Velvet Note. There has been quite an explosion of these places, and one is Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs, and there's a really good show going on there this weekend, and that's Glenn Phillips Band and Supreme Court, two longtime local bands. Glenn Phillips has been playing in the city for well over 40 years. They play often right around the holidays. They do like a Thanksgiving show, and this year they're doing a Christmas one as well. And this is a great chance to see them in a smaller venue. Glenn Phillips Band and the Spring Court with Alexis Veer playing at Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs on December 28th. And there are going to be a couple of sets. The first one starts at 9 o'clock with the opening act, Jimmy Robinson, playing at 8 o'clock.
Well, Shane, this is it, our last chat before 2013. Thank you so much for not only this week, but a full year of budget-friendly events. And we look forward to talking with you many more times in the coming year.
Well, I'll look forward to it as well, and Happy New Year.
And Happy Christmas. For more information about any of these events, find us online at wabe.org/citycafe.